This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening ties between India and Spain. The participants are Professor Gulshan Sachdeva, Center for European Studies, JNU, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, was on two-day visit to India. The visit was historic as it was the first visit by Spanish leader in 18 years. Accompanied by key ministers and a business delegation, the visit aimed to deepen bilateral relations between the two countries. To have a detailed discussion on it, we have Professor, Center for European Studies in JNU, and an expert in international affairs, Professor Gulshan Sachdeva, with us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Sanchez jointly launched the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara yesterday. This is the first private sector final assembly line for the manufacturing of military aircrafts in India. I have two questions regarding this. One, please tell us about C-295 program, and two, how this will bolster our Make in India initiative.
This is a very important project. The leaders yesterday were mentioning that this is linking best of Spain to best of India. It means the best of Indian private companies with the best of companies in Europe and in Spain. We plan to buy 56 aircrafts from Airbus. I think 60 have already been delivered. But the rest of the 40 C-295 aircrafts will be assembled at this particular in the Tata Advanced Systems in Gujarat. So I think the main engine would be supplied by Airbus, but most of the components would be basically manufactured here in India. The first aircraft would be out, I think, within 2 years, and rest by 2030, I think that's the 38, 39 aircraft also would be delivered. It's a new, I would say, milestone in different ways. One is that we are bringing private sector into this. Second thing is when we are actually start manufacturing a military aircraft with any other country, that also means that, you know, there is a certain convergence of strategic ideas between that particular country. And Airbus is not just only a Spanish company. Airbus is a European company where you have a French, German, Spanish partnership and also British partnership. It means we are also bringing Indian manufacturing capacities and linking them with a huge company like Airbus and in a very specific area. And as Prime Minister yesterday was mentioning, the Indian airline companies have ordered about 1,200 aircrafts for new aircraft for their airlines. So it means there is a huge market for aircraft in India itself, not just only for military purposes, but also hugely for the civilian purposes. So if we are able to manufacture, or at least first starting with assembly, and later on, maybe our companies would be able to develop further expertise in it. And at some point in future, they'll be able to produce the full aircraft in India. So this is the beginning of that particular new phase of Indian manufacturing. And if we are able to demonstrate that India is able to do that, then I think we'll be able to attract many more international companies and also investment into not just only in the aviation area and in the aircraft manufacturing, but many, many other areas. So this is very important, I would say, development which has taken place, which will help strengthening our whole Make in India program.
What are the other highlights of the visit of a Spanish Prime Minister?
Even today, when he was speaking to the business people in Bombay and at other forums, what the Prime Minister Sanchez was also saying, that our relations are already very good, but we can do many more things. You know, we can do more business, we can do more investments, we can do more operation, we can do more exchanges. As you know, the Spanish economy is a pretty large economy within the European Union. If you look at within the EU, after France, Germany and Italy, this is the fourth largest economy. And in fact, you know, if you look at even G20 economies, although Spain is not part of G20, but Spanish economy is larger than many of the G20 economies as well. That's why in all G20 meetings, Spain is always a permanent invitee. And in the last few years, particularly after pandemic, Spanish economy is doing pretty well. In fact, the growth rate of the Spanish economy is much higher than many other economies within the Eurozone. And now the Prime Minister of Spain has clearly identified that the modernization of Spain will be driven by twin transition, which is the green transition and digital transformation. And in that context, I think he might have identified India as well, because in India also, you can see Indian economy is one of the fastest growing economy within G20. And then we also have a large, ambitious program, both for the green transition and also from digital transition. So how we can link strengths of the European and Spanish economy with the strengths of the Indian economy. I think in that sense, in the long run, many of those things will be able to identify, and already there is reasonable trade between India and Spain, and more than 280 Spanish companies are in India. and 70-80 Indian companies are also operating in Spain. So there are large possibilities. And particularly in the last 10-15 years, our relations with the European Union has strengthened. We are negotiating different things. The trade agreement, investment agreement, we are negotiating. We also have a trade and technology council with the European Union. Since Spain is a very important member within the European Union, so many things when we do with the European Union would also affect directly bilateral relations with Spain. And certain things where they have certain strengths, we can also do it bilaterally, particularly in the areas of culture, tourism, etc. Because, you know, Spain is also a very important center of tourism. And they also have a very important program of rail modernization. They have started, you know, the high-speed trains in large cities within Spain. So there are many areas where I think there's a possibilities of further cooperation between India and Spain. And this particular visit have, I think, highlighted many of those areas.
If you talk about the key MOUs between the two countries, these were in the field of rail transport, customs, investments, as you already had mentioned. Sustainable energy is one of the aspects. So we would like to know more about this collaboration.
All European countries, they have very ambitious program of green transition and renewables. And there is a total, I would say, acceptance of many of those policies in the different political parties within Europe and different countries within the European Union. So they are also all the ambitious targets. By 2050, the whole European Union want to be net zero, and some countries even before that. And Spain have very important areas in which they have developed certain technologies. Since we are also having our own program of green transition, we also have ambitious programs. Like a large part of electricity in Spain comes now from renewables. And by 2030, they plan to have something about 80% electricity is coming only from renewable. Similarly, we also have the similar kind of ambitious programs. How do we really bring these aspects of green transition? But of course, there is a difference between the green transition which is happening in Europe and in India, because in Europe, they are moving away from fossil fuel and even nuclear in some countries like Germany. In India, since our demand for energy is going to be high because the growth rates are very high in India. So what we are doing is, you know, we will continue to use our fossil fuel, but at the same time, the major new investments, we are focusing more on the renewables. So we'll continue to use fossil fuel, we'll continue to use oil and gas and also coal, but we'll add up new things, particularly in the renewable sector. In Europe, they are slowly and slowly moving away from this because, you know, the growth rate in Europe overall is relatively slow. They still feel that they'll be able to provide large part of their energy requirements, mainly from the renewables in the coming years and decades. So there are different ways transition which is taking place, but still there are new technologies which are being developed in Europe, which can benefit other countries, including India. So what we are really trying to build partnerships with all countries in Europe and also with Spain particularly, that you know, whatever technologies they are developing in the areas of green transition, if they are able to transfer and share those technologies in the development sector in a country like India and in any other developing country, that will really benefit, because ultimately climate change and the environmental issues are not just affecting India. If something positive is going to happen in India and Europe, it's going to benefit everyone. And many of the development projects also which Spain perhaps is implementing and other European countries are implementing is in the area of development. And of course, the whole auto system, I mean, the automobile industry is going through major transformation. After 10-15 years, most of the automobiles are going to be very different than the kind of automobiles we are using. And every country is also competing because this is also going to provide new businesses. Competition between Europe and China, between other countries. Major churning is taking place. So green transition is a big challenge. At the same time, also a major opportunity for new businesses for everyone. I think this is where we are trying to build certain partnerships with the European countries and with Spain where we identify.
How significant is the visit of Prime Minister of Spain, especially as it happened after 18 years? Also, if you can give a brief overview of the relations between the two countries, as we see the bilateral trade between the two countries has witnessed growth in recent past.
You know, our relations with Spain and with other European countries, as I was mentioning, has really become very close. The major, I think, the change which has taken place in the last 10-12 years is that, you know, earlier we were looking at European countries mainly through the prism of economic matters. Means, you know, Europe was an important partner for trade and investment, which of course it's continued to be an important partner, and also technology, because, you know, if you look at all the, you know, financial and technical collaborations of many of the Indian companies, you know, a large number of their technical and financial collaborations are with European companies. So that is a very important part which will continue to drive our relationship. But what has really changed in the last few years is we are also becoming closer in strategic matters. How the reforms of the global institutions are going to take place, the understanding of what kind of free and Indo-Pacific area is going to be. So many of those issues, global issues, and what is happening in the Middle East, what is happening in Europe, different conflict spots. So there are certain convergences which are taking place between India and Europe. But of course, within Europe also, we can see that there are, it's not that all 27 countries within the European Union, they have a similar view. Of course, they have, they do have a lot of coordination taking place. Now, similarly, the Prime Minister Sanchez, his own viewpoint about Ukraine, of course, they are part of European Union, so they are supporting financially and otherwise Ukraine. But at the same time, he's also very clear that Europe should not be seen as a having double standards on different conflicts. So he has also taken a very strong view about what is happening in the Middle East. Recently recognized the state of Palestine. Similarly, about China, the Spanish Prime Minister has slightly different viewpoints, say, for example, compared to France and other countries. So those kind of debates are taking place. And I think this is very useful. When those kind of discussions about the global major issues are taking place in Europe, and when our relations with Europe has become closer. So we are not just talking about today only about trade and investment, and even technology itself has become very, very geopolitical issues. Since technology is going to drive future growth anywhere in the world, who is going to control those technologies? And in that context, I think that the kind of conversations which are taking place or the agreement which are taking place between India and the European countries will also be very, very useful. Like we have a trade and technology council with the European Union. You need to really be dependent on reliable supply chains rather than depending on those countries which might later on become problematic. This is what Europe is facing. So it means the earlier issues which we were kind of dominating major discussions between India and Europe are just trade and investment. Now we are talking many, many more issues, which also include the strategic.
Yes.
And then, of course, issues about technology. Even when we are building a particular, say, for example, start constructing a military aircraft, I mean, you do not really start building military aircraft facility with other countries unless you have a certain strategic understanding on major issues with that country. Many of the development which are taking place, this shows that our relations have become mature. And similarly, just one more point, all European countries, they are also facing serious problems because of their demographic factors. Mm. They would need people coming from outside, and the political mood is different. Although the Spanish Prime Minister's, his viewpoints are different because he said, unless we bring people from outside, we will not be able to really economically benefit. So he is relatively more open. Since India has large supply of skilled manpower, so many of the European countries, including Spain, are also looking India, the Indian citizens moving, particularly in the high technology areas and things, and also helping both the countries, people coming together at the same time, also bringing economies together.
The two leaders also welcomed the operationalization of India's first consulate general in Spain at Barcelona and decision to open Spain's consulate general in Bangalore. How will this facilitate the citizens of the two countries?
Obviously, when our relations are improving, when you have more economic and commercial contracts, when you have more in political and security issues, we are working together. And then also we are bringing people to people together. So there is likelihood that more businesses, more people, more tourists will travel to each other's country. And then and maybe some of them would also start working in each other's country. These new consulates in Barcelona and Bangalore would basically, I think, facilitate all these exchanges which are going to take place in the coming years.
Thank you, Professor, for connecting with Akash Wadi and giving us insights into the India-Spain relations. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening ties between India and Spain. The participants were Professor Gulshan Sachdeva, Center for European Studies, JNU, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on your mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.